Beyond Athletic, episode 23.
The purpose of a goal is who you become in the process.
You might be smarter, your daddy might own a company, but you will not outwork me.
This one right here is for the people.
I'm your host, Ryan J. Owens, current pro athlete, entrepreneur, and former USA national team volleyball player. I will not be defined by my athleticism alone, but I've learned how to leverage it to stay passionate about it and prepare for life. That's why the Beyond Athletic podcast was born. I'll bring you case studies of current and former elite athletes making it happen in life, as well as tips and lessons from top sources in sports, nutrition, fitness, entrepreneurship, and more. I'm here to tell you that you are beyond athletic. Hey, you guys. So today's another solo round with me, and I try to impart on you guys some of the wisdom and lessons that I've learned over my 11 plus, now it's 13 years playing professionally around the world in more than 30 countries. And what I'm going to try today is to give you basically some small tips and tools that could change not just your sports life, but your life. And I'd like to just give you one quote. Henry David Thoreau says that the purpose of a goal is who you become in the process. And so just so you know, these little goals that you set up for yourself are gonna help you become that person that you want to be. And so taking this step by listening to this is just one step on that road. So congrats, you're already going in motion. So I hope you enjoy it. It definitely didn't go 10 minutes like I wanted, but I gave you a bunch of things that you could do in 10 minutes, including planning your meals in under 10 minutes. But you're gonna learn a lot, I know. If you do like it, just do me a big, huge favor and just tell me that you liked it or what you would like to hear in a coming episode. Hit me up at Ryan J. Owens on Twitter. That's Ryan, RyanJayOwens. And go to beyondathletic.com for the show notes to get some resources. I'll put in there some research and things like that. So you guys know I'm not giving you fraudulent information. And I'm giving you something that's really actually being used and there's science to prove all of it. So enjoy. What is up, Beyond Athletic Nation? So today I'm actually going to bring you guys a nice short one. I'm going to try to keep it under 10 minutes. If it's possible, I would like to test this out and perhaps do this on Tuesdays or Thursdays, but today's a Wednesday and I'm going to give it a go. And today I'm just going to talk to you, I'm going to give you 6 tips to keep your body healthy that you can do in 10 minutes or less. For some of them, it'll mean that you can plan them out in 10 minutes or less. So let's go through. Hydrate. Before, during, and after. So this means before. In the morning, drink a liter of water. So it doesn't mean you just guzzle it all down at once, but before you leave the house, make sure you drink 1 liter of water. Get your system nice and hydrated, and everything will be able to happen a lot easier if you do that. Another thing, 30 to 60 minutes before your workout, make sure you've had another half up to a liter of water, depending on whether or not you're hydrated. How can you tell? Well, it's not exact science, but you can tell by doing a pee test. So you can check to see the darker the color of your urine, the less likely you are to be hydrated. So if it's a dark yellow or something like that, then it's either something new that you ate or it's most likely that you're dehydrated. So depending on how yellow it is, make sure you drink enough water to try and get it so that it's a little bit clearer before you start your training. During training, have smaller amounts more often. So don't gulp a ton during training, but try to have little sips of water throughout training if you can. If you have one of those coaches where they don't let you, then okay, you know, go at it. But what you do want to do is if it's a super long training, you can hydrate even a little more and replace some of your glycogen storage by eating pieces of fruit, small pieces of fruit, like bananas, mandarins, oranges, things like that. So before, during, and now after, you need to rehydrate yourself. Within 5 to 10 minutes, you should try to have up to about a half liter, depending on how much you sweat. And if you're sweating, that means that there's things coming out of your body like sodium and other minerals, your electrolytes that you need to replenish. So you can throw in half a teaspoon or a full teaspoon of salt into your water and then drink it immediately after. And this will help you replace that water faster and you have to drink less. Number two, refuel. After you work out, the most important thing, I call it the Fantastic Four. You have your energy you've got to replace, you got to repair and build new muscle, you've got to hydrate, and then you've got to keep your immune system healthy. So let's handle each of them. There's two stages to this. You've got a 30-minute window after you finish training for stage one. This is when you've got to get your glycogen storage up. This is your energy reserves. So normally, I mean, they say you have to eat 1.2 grams per kilo of your body weight. But there's a better way that actually you can get around that by mixing your carbs and your protein together. So a lot of people do protein shakes, and this is okay. You know, whey is all right, but you want to get it from natural sources if you can. So a better option than whey protein would be a hemp seed protein. It's cleaner. It's way better for you. There's a ton more things in it, like omegas and fiber. It's just a ton better. So think about that. One way to do it, how I like to do it, and how a ton of pros, and I know Olympians do it, is we have recovery shakes that we can make ourselves. And so what we'll do is we'll get our energy from some kind of, let's say, sugar or carb. And you could throw some fruit in there. Berries are great because they're lower in sugar and they've got some fiber. And then you can throw in some things for protein, like a hemp seed powder, or you could throw in like some almonds and walnuts. This also has healthy fats for you. And then you need to put some stuff in there for your gut health. Gut health is so important. I could do a whole one on that. But prebiotics and probiotics. Basically, prebiotics cannot be broken down. Okay, and then probiotics are something that assists also the bacteria in your stomach to help you digest and make sure that the right stuff goes to the right places in your bodies. So good examples of that, probiotics is like Greek yogurt, you know, it's higher in protein, lower in fat. There's multiple options for that. Miso, kimchi, kefir, there's also sauerkraut. The fermented foods are a great source of probiotics. So sometimes you don't want all of those in your shake, so maybe you want to throw in just the Greek yogurt. But you can also throw in a little bit of banana because that has, or leeks because that has prebiotics in it. So, and then in an hour, so 60 minutes to 120 minutes, 2 hours. So 1 hour to 2 hours after you finish, you want to have your stage two. And here's where you want to have your protein helpers, which are amino acids, which help, they're the building blocks of protein. They help put that protein back into your muscle to synthesize it into a muscle. And you want to have your fats here, your omegas, you know, this is where you can use nuts. You can use like walnuts, almonds are fantastic options, macadamia nuts. Avocado is a fantastic source of healthy fats. And then you want some antioxidants. You want some slow carbs, okay? So what I like to do is I like to take a bowl and I'll put my meat. So either fish, usually it's white fish, some kind of white fish, or my poultry. Usually I pick a chicken, hopefully grass-fed, or a turkey, but not so much turkey because it has tryptophan and some other things. But also your red meat, your beef, and all of these kinds of things. You don't have to go super lean here, but you do want to keep it under control. You could even have some bacon here because let's say it's late at night, higher fats and at least the healthier fats and lower carbs is really important. So I put some avocado, some coconut oil, maybe some hemp seed oil or walnut oil, and then I get some veggies, dark greens like spinach, kale, collards, things like that. But you also want to mix in some bright colors. So, you know, red, yellows, oranges, everything you can think of, get as much in there because those are going to give you a greater array of vitamins. And then you want to have your slow carbs. So what I would say is 20% is probably more than enough. So 20% of your bowl is actually slow carbs. Slow carbs can be like legumes, like lentils, black beans. You could also do quinoa, which is an excellent source of fiber and omega 3, 6, and maybe even 9. You can do rolled oats. Better to do that in the morning, but that is a slow carb. Whole grain pumpernickel bread or buckwheat or pearl barley or, you know, my last option is whole wheat bread or tortilla. But that should cover just about refueling and post-workout. There's some tips though. Make sure you drink your water 20 minutes before your meals, and then you don't drink water or liquids for 30 to 60 minutes after, because this will help you digest everything. Because if you do drink something, you're gonna actually inhibit your body's ability to absorb all of the nutrition from what you just ate. And then if you're looking out there to burn some fat, a shot of pure lemon juice after your meal will help your digestion and your fat loss. A clove of garlic during your meal, cayenne pepper, cinnamon. I mean, there's a ton. I could do another one on that. But, and don't eat close to your bedtime or you'll be processing your food during your sleep and you're definitely gonna interrupt your sleep pattern. You'll probably end up waking up during the night or tossing and turning. And this actually is gonna hurt your recovery and everything you just tried to do with your post-workout meal. So try to eat, I would say, within the 60 minutes after your workout. And if you are practicing late, make sure you eat a nice full meal before so you can have just like a nice post-workout recovery shake and throw everything into there, or smoothie, I should say. Number three, get fit. I mean, you wanna be like an Olympian. You wanna shed fat maybe. Make sure that you're doing, don't get on an elliptical or a bike and go for like an hour or 2 hours. It's a waste of time. Oh, marathoners out there, the top runners in the world, also the top athletes in multiple sports, they do a lot of high intensity interval training, okay? Tabata is a fantastic way. I mean, you're talking about four minutes of real work. You do about 2 minutes to warm up. You could be on a bike, a rowing machine, or you could do it on a treadmill. Or you can do it outside on the track, whatever. And then you do actually, it's like 2 minutes and 40 seconds of real work. But for 4 minutes, you do 20 seconds, full out 100% effort, and then 10 seconds of nothing. And then immediately when that 10 seconds is up, you do your 20 seconds again, 10 seconds off. And you do that for 4 minutes, and then you cool down for 2 to 4 minutes after you finish. So there you go, under 10 minutes, that's your Tabata. You could also, there's some tips and tricks where you could do this with weights and you could do it with plyometrics. So you could pick some of your favorite exercises. I can go into that more later. There's some great props out there. I like to call it my B Trio. It's bands, balls, and boxes. These are great things to help you during these. Sometimes when I'm doing my weights, I'll put a band around my knees to make sure my knees stay out, to make sure I'm in the proper position. But this also helps my butt muscles so that I can support myself and I have a healthier position. So number four, be mindful. You know, how do athletes get into the flow? You know, everybody talks about, oh my God, I was just in the flow. I was in the moment. Everything was working for me. How do they do that time after time after time, where it's not just a 1 in a month time thing or a 1 in a year time thing? You've got to be very mindful of yourself. You've got to know a lot about yourself and be in tune with your body, your mind, your spirit. How can you do that? Well, I got one good way for you. You've got to do breathing and visualization exercises. So that means you sit somewhere quiet, hopefully with just natural sunlight, and for 5 to 10 minutes, you just breathe. You focus on your breathing, your eyes are closed, and that's all you think about. Breathing naturally, through your nose, not through your mouth. This is going to boost your focus, your metabolism, your productivity. I mean, you're going to be more creative after you do this. And then the other thing you can do, instead of just the breathing exercise, is you could take it one step further. And while you're doing that, you could try to visualize your success. So you think about your dream, where you want to be in your sport or in life, and you envision yourself at that moment accepting that award or accomplishing that goal. And then you do things like skills. So whatever skills it's going to take you to get there, you practice those skills. Whatever sport you have, you visualize yourself over and over doing each part of it in real time from your eyes. So not looking at yourself, but you can see through your eyes everything you're doing. You want to do all of those skills well. So you want to visualize until you can see yourself doing everything well. You don't want to be failing at it. If you are, just keep going and get to the point where you are. Okay? Number 5, grow wiser. Every day you've got to improve your knowledge at least 1%. If you can do that, you're going to go so much further in life. How can you do it? I mean, you can grab a mentor. You can write or read something that they've already written to you. And you can adopt what they're doing. You can mimic what they're doing. Even if you don't know that mentor, find an athlete who's great at your sport. Watch their video and just try to do what they're doing. There's a great app out there, and I'll link it up in the show notes. But it actually can sync video together. So you can have your video and their video and see exactly the difference between you two. Books, autobiographies, historical, coaching books. This includes like skills in your sports or mental training or self-help books. This is anything you want to learn in life. You can learn it through reading books. Okay. Number 3, web research. Get on the web. You know, what are you passionate about? Research about it. Guaranteed you can find more about it. Your craft, what is it that you're really good at in your sport? Find out more about it. Find out what the best athletes and coaches in your sport have to say about how to get better. Research, okay? What else? I mean, you can do MOOCs, massive open online courses. These are amazing. You can go to creativelive.com where you can find courses for free that basically teach you anything that you want to know, even about business, but also being creative, let's say photography, art, whatever. I mean, there's a ton of different things on there. You can also go to one of my favorites is CourseTalk.com. This is an aggregator of around the world. They take all of the free and paid online learning courses and they give it to you in one site. And you could filter out all the paid and just choose the free and you can learn anything you want. You can do it free anytime you want. Mobile, I mean, you can even, most of them, they have a community support where if you're taking that course, you can talk to other people taking and go, hey, I had some problems with this. Maybe you know how to do it. I mean, it's like a classroom only whenever you want. So it's perfect and it's limitless. You can learn as much or as little as you want. So if you're, you know, great at something already, why not take the next step and challenge yourself? So the last thing, mobility mashing, prevent injuries, soreness, promote from, which is full range of motion, because everything you do, you want to do it with a full range of motion so you can prevent injury and you can get the most out of your actions. How do you do this? A ball, a roller, and basically what you do is you roll the areas of your body, especially the muscles, where it's tightest. This is called the trigger point. And you roll on those with that ball or roller like you see the foam rollers or the TP roller, which is my favorite. I travel with it. And basically you stay on that spot until that knot or that hard place, that painful area is not so painful anymore. And while you're doing it, one of my tips is just breathe through your nose nice and slow. Try and do it for about 30 seconds at a time. And this is something you can do for 10 minutes. Growing wiser, something you can do for 10 minutes. Being mindful, 10 minutes. Get fit, Tabata, 10 minutes. You warm up, you do the work, and you cool down, and you burn more fat, and you increase your VO2 max, which is shown to increase lifespan. Not only will it do that, but it's actually just going to make you be able to go longer in your sport at a higher level. What else? There was the refuel. Take 10 minutes to make a smoothie with all the things that you need for right after your workouts. And then hydrate, you know, 10 minutes a day literally is all you need to be hydrating yourself. So to go back through them again, hydrate before, during, and after, refuel, make sure that you hit those fantastic four, your energy, muscle, hydration, immunity, okay? Get fit, Tabata, high intensity interval training, learn about it, ask me about it. You can write me, ryan@beyondathletic.com. You can put questions or comments after the blog post, whatever. You can find a million different ways. Tweet me at Ryan J. Owens or at Beyond Athletic. Ask whatever questions you need. I have so many resources at the tip of my fingers that I can reach out to if I don't know the answer and help you out. And I would love to. So be mindful, number 4. Grow wiser. Every day improve a little bit. Number 6, mobility mashing. Make sure your body's ready to do what you want it to do, what you see it doing. So, I hope all this helps. Go out there and be great. Hey guys, I hope you really liked this episode. I know I'm just testing it out. This is the first of many. If I can do more, it would be great. Let me know if you liked it. Tweet me at Beyond Athletic or at Ryan J. Owens. And if this format is working for you guys, I can do more. You can also request. So send me an email, ryan@beyondathletic.com, or tweet me at one of those two, Ryan J. Owens or Beyond Athletic. And I will take your suggestions and hopefully make it into a future show. So enjoy your day and thank you for listening.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
And this concludes our Chicago show. Please stay tuned.